Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From On the Forecheck, Alex Daugherty joins us now. Alex, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, doing a lot better after last night.
There you go. Yeah, it was a long night of hockey. You don't mind playing those extra periods if you're those teams. If your team comes out with a win, the Preds come out on top. What impressed you about the way Nashville played in the overtimes, keeping the puck in Winnipeg's zone for a whole lot of the time and holding the Jets to one and done a lot, you know, especially after giving up that game-tying goal at the end of regulation?
I think that's the key there. That Mark Scheifele tying goal really took the air out of that place, and it would have been just a nightmare if that team had given up a power play or given up another goal in the overtime. I think the way that they controlled the neutral zone is really what impressed me most in the central ice. You saw that most with Kyle Turris feeding Smith to Fiala on the winner, but they were doing a lot better job of getting control in that neutral zone and not allowing Winnipeg to transition the other way. That's been sort of the key in these first two games, is the transition game for Winnipeg has been really good. Last night, the whole game was just, both sides had so much speed moving through that neutral zone, but the Predators in the overtime period did a lot better job controlling that play. You saw a lot of that with some quick turnovers, some quick counters. Really could have ended several times in the first overtime. Mike Fisher had that chance. Victor Arvidsson had a couple chances, mm-hmm. but then you have Fiala and Smith connecting, and the series is tied.
Alex, we saw Fiala make that great move for the win. It has to feel great for that guy after getting injured in about the same spot in the second series last year and ending his season early, and back here and a chance to do some damage in the postseason.
Boy, and he's not had a good series up to that point. I mean, he's been definitely in the doghouse in the fans' mind, and I would imagine somewhat in the mind of the coaching staff. He certainly got put on the fourth line in the Colorado Avalanche series. He needed that goal pretty badly. I think he is a guy that really feeds off of confidence. I mean, you've seen that from his career ever since he was drafted. I mean, when he has confidence, he is one of the best players on the team. And when he doesn't have it, he really struggles, and he can really hurt the team with some, trying too hard to get back into the play. I mean, moving forward, I think you have to be really confident about the top two lines right now. I mean, Johansson line looked fantastic. Tourist line really played well as well. So moving forward, the top six of the Predators had to really bring it in this series, and so far they have.
And that kind of leads into my next question. The first line for the Preds played like it last night. What did impress you about those three and the big game they had?
I mean, Ryan Johansson is playing some grown man hockey right now. I think you saw this Ryan Johansson. This is the Ryan Johansson we saw in the Blackhawks series last year, where he was owning the offensive zone, doing whatever he wanted to do with the puck, not letting people take it from him, seeing things that no one else can see. And the story of the Predators all year has been about their depth. I mean, and you feel like the depth is still there. But last night was elite players on elite players, the Johansson line and the Scheifele line, and both sides had success. And that's what made it so exciting. I think that's why, so many people love watching that game like that, is because you have elite players going up against each other and having success. To me, Ryan Johansson won that game last night. He was outstanding at both ends of the ice, and hopefully the Predators have more of that going forward.
Yes, we're on with Alex Daugherty on the forecheck. And Alex, I guess the first and foremost for me is, what do you think the way Pekka has been playing these first two games? I think he shows flashes of being really, really good and great. And then sometimes you go, man, as Mark put it, is some soft goals. How do you view how he's playing?
So I think he has reverted back to the over-athletic sort of overplaying plays that we saw a couple of years ago in the playoffs. Whereas this whole year, he's been the more calm sort of economy of movement, really playing the angles better, tracking the puck better. All of a sudden, he's back to 2 years ago when he's just trying to rely on his athleticism and trying to really move quickly to one side or the other and not really doing it very well. I think the best example of that, honestly, is on the Brandon Tanev goal last night. He just did not have that angle. I mean, that is a goal that Brandon Tanev should not be able to score. Along the ice, to Pecorine's right, all he has to do is stick his pad out there, and he just didn't have the angle right. And that is disappointing to see, but you hope that just with some a little bit more confidence and maybe just kind of settle the nerves a little bit moving forward, Rene can get back to what, you know, is probably going to win him the Vezina Trophy this year.
What do you think about the icing right there before regulation? Should they have been shooting down into an empty net, or should they have been kind of delaying and keep playing? I know Roenick was on air right before regulation ended talking about how it should have been a strategic strategy by the coaches as well to not do that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, whenever you go 10 minutes without getting even more than one shot on goal, boy, that's not a good recipe for success. I mean, icing the puck is obviously never good, but they just could not get anything. They couldn't get off the ice. They couldn't get outside of their own zone. And, you know, another thing, I think a few years ago before the rule changes, you would have seen LaViolette maybe try to use that timeout to get his team regrouped. But now with the use of the timeout and the challenges, you know, that's no longer an issue. I'd like to see maybe if they can change that, because, I mean, in that situation, I mean, a timeout by the coach would have been huge, but there's no way you could do that with the rule changes the way they are now. So yeah, the icing, and I think we all kind of knew what was going to happen. I mean, when you go 10 minutes without getting anything up the ice, you can't get those kind of chances to Winnipeg.
Alex, what's going on with Ryan Ellis? Does not look like the guy who was such a star last spring. And I don't know if it's the lingering effects of the knee. You know, really not sure. But he hasn't looked real good in the defensive zone and really hasn't done much offensively.
You know, I think even if he's not looking physically like the same guy, I think the best thing about Ryan Ellis since he's been on this team has been his mental game, his decision making in both zones, and I think that's there. And so I don't think there's anything really wrong with him. I think he's still kind of the same player, even if physically he's not quite there. Roman Josi, I think, kind of the same thing. I mean, I don't know how 100% Roman Josi is either. I mean, given his injury history, that pairing has been kind of fighting it a little bit, I think, in the defensive zone, but it's only a matter of time. I mean, the top four of the Predators played over 31 minutes at even strength last night. I mean, only one player on Winnipeg did that, and that was Dustin Byfuglien. So those four guys are going to get a ton of minutes going forward. So they're going to have to make sure that team is, or that unit is at least a little bit rested to make sure that they can have enough in the tank to finish off the series.
I thought the Preds did a better job of getting to the net. But still, too many missed shots, too many shots that just miss the net entirely and doesn't set up rebound situations for the guys in front. They had 24 missed shots last night, which I thought was way too many.
Yeah, that's quite a lot. I didn't realize it was that many. It's quite a lot of misses. I'll tell you what, though, they have the high danger chance advantage right now. The Predators do. They have 30 in the series compared to Winnipeg's 22. That's at even strength. And some of the guys that are missing these shots, I mean, I'm not surprised that Austin Watson, that Sissons, that Fisher, that Bonino are the guys that are kind of missing some of these shots. Those are not the elite shooters of this team. But when you've got guys like Arvidsson and Fiala, of course, and Johansson with just incredible shooting ability, and Forsberg, those are the guys that if those guys are missing, I think you have to worry. But some of the bottom six guys, I mean, they need to get volume, and then they'll get and to get in front of the net, and they'll get their chances. So I'm not as worried about it, considering that they're just getting a ton of chances, and that's what you like to see.
How interesting was it that Matt Hendricks was responsible for two goals last night? The one Winnipeg didn't get with the cross check. And then, you know, when he came off the ice because he was gassed on the game winner, you know, which allowed the Predators to go through the neutral zone with that two-on-one with Smitty and Fiala, and they didn't have time to make the good change.
Yeah, the story of Matt Hendricks is always funny to me because he's always talked about as a former Nashville Predator. I think he played like 50 games or something with the Predators. Mm. But Matt Hendricks is, I think if some of the other players for the Jets are healthy, he's not in that lineup. So, that guy really has found something that works in his game, and I'm not really sure what it is, but, he's found a home, and I think he'll, as long as he keeps going to the penalty box, he'll have somewhere to go in the league, I'm sure, because for some reason, a lot of teams out there like to have a player that can rough it up, and Hendricks is one of those. So we'll see if we see much of Matt Hendricks going forward in this series.
Alex Daugherty likes to rough it up. He's a co-managing editor of On the Forecheck. Alex, thanks so much. Good stuff.
Absolutely, and I really enjoyed your tweeting, Mark. I thought it was fantastic.
See, there you go, Mark.
Thank you, Alex. Very kind.
Thanks, man. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks.
All right.